With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. The texts in the Book of Psalms span the whole of human experience, and during the Lenten season, we focus particularly on those of lament, reflection, and comfort. On today's With Heart and Voice, we'll survey choral and organ music related to those texts, as well as hymns that enrich the season, including music by Maurice Greene, Philip Stopford, Ray Vaughan Williams, J.S. Bach, and others. We'll begin with pensive organ music by Herbert Howells. From his second set of psalm preludes, we'll hear the first piece based on Psalm 130, "Out of the deep have I called unto thee, O Lord." Marilyn Kaiser plays the organ of Christ Church Cathedral in New Orleans. Psalm Prelude Opus 32 No. 1 from Herbert Howell's second set of Psalm Preludes composed in 1939. This piece was based on Psalm 130, a psalm frequently read in Lent. Marilyn Kaiser played the organ of Christ Church Cathedral in New Orleans. The hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights pretty much describes the period of Lent, which recalls the time of fasting and prayer of Jesus in the wilderness as he was discerning his call. Though the text comes from the 19th century, the tune dates from a 17th century collection and is attributed to composer Martin Herbst. The choir of Wells Cathedral sings 40 Days and 40 Nights. Malcolm Archer directs. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral in the hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights. Rupert Goff played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Composer Maurice Greene was a contemporary of Handel and grew up as a chorister at St. Paul's Cathedral in London under Jeremiah Clarke. He later became organist and master of the choristers there in 1718. Though he was prominent as a composer and musician in London, he's best remembered today for one piece, a setting of Psalm 39, Lord, Let Me Know Mine End. It unfolds in elegant polyphony over something like a walking bass line, which lends weight to the expression of the text. The Winchester College Chapel Choir is led by Malcolm Archer. Jamal Sutton plays the organ.
Thank you.
Lord, Let Me Know Mine End by Maurice Green. The Winchester College Chapel Choir sang under the direction of Malcolm Archer. The well-known words of Psalm 119, Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, were famously set by Thomas Atwood, a later successor to Green at St. Paul's Cathedral. We'll listen to a more recent setting of those same words by Philip Stopford, commissioned in honor of a bishop of Limerick and Killaloe in Ireland. The Ecclesiam Choir singers perform, conducted by the composer. Teach Me, O Lord, by Philip Stopford was performed by the Ecclesiam Choir, recorded in St. Anne's Cathedral, Belfast. The hymn, It Is a Thing Most Wonderful, contains a beautiful text for Lent by William Walsham Howe, Bishop of Wakefield in the late 19th century. The tune, Harringet, was one of hundreds of folk tunes arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams into hymn settings for the English hymnal. We'll hear it sung by the choir of the Collegiate Church of St. Mary, Warwick. Christopher Betts directs. Christopher Betts led the choir of the Collegiate Church of St. Mary Warwick in the hymn, It is a Thing Most Wonderful. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Psalm 42 is a poignant psalm recounting the pain and isolation of the Babylonian exile and the desolation felt by the Israelites. Like as the heart desireth the water brooks has been famously set by Handel and also by Howells, whose setting we'll hear a bit later in the broadcast. But first, we'll listen to a more recent setting by Richard Nance, very different from the Howells setting, but a worthy addition to the repertoire. Eric Nelson leads the Atlanta Master Chorale. Like as the heart desireth the water brooks by Richard Nance was sung by the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eric Nelson conducted. Another psalm of lament from the Babylonian exile is Psalm 137, "By the waters of Babylon we sat down and wept." The German chorale on Wasserfließen Babylon sets the psalm in hymn form, and we'll hear an absolutely mesmerizing chorale prelude for organ on that tune by Johann Sebastian Bach from the collection of Leipzig chorales. Michael Unger performs on the organ of the Musashino Civic Cultural Hall in Tokyo. Michael Unger performed An Wasserfluss in Babylon by J.S. Bach on the Markesan organ at the Musashino Civic Cultural Hall in Tokyo. In the early 17th century, Heinrich Schütz was drawn to compose a collection of psalm settings, 26 in all, incorporating many of the compositional techniques he had learned from Giovanni Gabrieli during his studies in Venice, then a cultural capital of the world, especially for musicians. This collection was written only a couple of years after Schütz had secured a position in the court of the Elector of Dresden as senior director of the Chapel Royal. Among these Psalmen Davids, or Psalms of David, is a setting of Psalm 137, An den Wassern zu Babel. We'll listen to a wonderful performance by the Oxford Camerata under the direction of Jeremy Summerlee. Music of Heinrich Schütz on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
An den Wassern zu Babel, a setting of Psalm 137 by Heinrich Schütz. The Oxford Camerata was led by Jeremy Summerlee. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Henry Purcell enjoyed an illustrious career following the restoration of the Chapel Royal under Charles II. He had served as a chorister there as a boy and later returned to serve there as organist, both there and at Westminster Abbey. His anthem, O God, Thou Art My God, sets verses from Psalm 63 and dates from somewhere between 1680 and 1682, was likely composed for the Chapel Royal. The choir of St. John's Church at Laura, Ontario, sings in this recording, directed by Noel Edison. Noel Edison directed the choir of St. John's Church at Laura as they sang O God, Thou Art My God by Henry Purcell. We move now to the setting of Psalm 42 by Herbert Howells, the third in a set of four anthems he composed at the rate of one per day as he and his wife were snowbound in a cottage in Gloucestershire in January of 1941. The poignant text receives an equally poignant setting, which, while exuding an air of simplicity, also embodies great intensity and harmonic color. We'll hear "Like as the Heart Desireth the Water Brooks," sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directs and Christopher Dernley accompanies.
Oh,
Like as the Heart, a beloved anthem by Herbert Howells, setting verses from Psalm 42. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral. Christopher Dernley played the organ. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to hymns and psalm settings reflective of this Lenten period. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.